Call a meeting back to order. Mr. Manager, would you take us to that next item?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Next item is item 17, discussion and possible direction of staff to discuss the with their counterparts in Story County, the advisability and feasibility of implementing the boundary line change between the counties provided in section 1.5 of Senate Bill 272 of the 2013 session of the Nevada State Legislature, with the intent that Washoe County staff report back to the board with recommendations on approval or disapproval and any terms, conditions, agreements advisable or necessary.
Is there a, does anyone wish a presentation? Or you want to go to question and answer?
I think we might need to have a little presentation, don't you?
All right. There's one commissioner, there's another nod wishing a presentation. Okay. Mr. Hess, Mr. Sader. If you could outline the history of this piece of legislation, which results in the local option, perhaps that would help us.
Rather unusual. Mr. Chairman, thank you. For the record, my name is Robert Sader. From here in Reno, with me is Greg Bum Hess from Story County. Our company, Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, was one of the proponents of Senate Bill 272 in the last session of the legislature. We are also supportive of this request, and with the idea that both Washoe County and Story County might want to discuss this at the staff level and make recommendations to their respective boards of county commission on whether this is advisable and in the best interests of each county, which is what the idea is here today, not to ask you to approve or to disapprove a boundary line change today, but merely to request your staff to engage in discussions and make a recommendation either in favor or against the idea of going forward with a boundary line change. The background here goes back about 4 years. For this particular request, there's been a desire on behalf of Tahoe Reno Industrial Center to be able to develop about a 300-acre area of land in owned by our company in Washoe County and develop it as an integrated whole with the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center in Story County. The project in Story County, as I'm sure you all know, is a huge industrial project. We have over 9,000 acres of land zoned for industrial use. We've sold over 2,000 acres of that. Over 1,000 acres of that has been developed with industrial users in the county. We have a water and a sewer system that's been constructed out there, and all of the infrastructure is in place for heavy industrial. With that in mind, it seemed logical to us to be able to develop this very small portion of Washoe County, which is adjacent to the rest of the business park, as part of the Story County business park. So that's sort of the way we look at it. In proposing a boundary line or supporting a boundary line adjustment between Washoe County and Story County, the process in the legislature involved two pieces of land. One is a so-called Sunny Hills project in a different part of the county, and then our project. And as you can see from the legislation that passed, each of these proposed boundary line changes can be considered separately. They don't have to be considered together. You could decide in favor of an adjustment on one and not on the other. And that was done so that neither project would either carry the pros or the cons of the other if it were to be considered feasible to make the boundary line adjustment. Section 1.5 is the section dealing with the land owned by Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. The proposal today, based on the staff report, is only for consideration of Section 1.5, the land in the East Truckee Canyon, adjacent to Story County, owned by Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. The legislation actually allows consideration of this until July of 2015, which gets you past the next session of the legislature. That was done intentionally by the legislature to see, I think, how things would go at the local level. So there's time to do this. We would like to, of course, have consideration sooner rather than later, but we understand that there are many issues involved in considering a boundary line change and needs to be done in a considered way by both counties. So that's the history, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you very much. Are there any questions of Mr. Sater? Commissioner Weber?
Thank you. So is your request to ask our staff from both counties to work together to see how it plays out, or?
Yes, that's correct. I think when we say staff in this case, I think we're talking about both the district attorney's office and your own staff to engage in discussions with counterparts in Story County. I think that we would be included in that is the landowner, Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, to see if there's an appetite to make the boundary line adjustment. And if so, what's involved in that? Or is there going to need to be an interlocal agreement? There are various issues relating to that property that may come into consideration. I started a process of discussing this at the staff level with your staff, and some of the feedback was, you know, it would really be best to have the Board of County Commissioners authorize this, because staff doesn't want to get out in front of you, particularly on an issue that may not be, or that may have controversy associated with it, unless you authorize that discussion first. And that seemed very logical to me. We requested that the Story County Board of County Commissioners make a recommendation exactly like the one requested today to have staff consider this. That was done in November. So the Story County Board has already authorized their staff to engage with your staff if you would allow it.
Thank you. And again, you mentioned that the Sunny Hills project is not part of what we wanted to discuss.
That's not part of this consideration, this request today, no.
Okay.
And let me say for the record that Tahoe Reno Industrial Center has no interest in the Sunny Hills project. It's not our land. It's owned by a different landowner. It's a residential project. It's very different.
Okay. Thank you. That's all I have.
Thank you.
I would like to hear from Commissioner Hartung, though, on his thoughts. You always have these different ideas than I do, anyway.
I'm not sure I know how to take that. I don't mind staff engaging in a conversation. How the process could potentially come about. There's some potential issues that I think would be good to have a discussion about, the way it impacts the county, and how it would impact future development in the East Truckee Canyon. It will develop. It's just going to take some time to get the infrastructure there. But I don't think I have a problem at this point with our staff and Story County staff having a conversation to see what the parameters of such a transference could be.
Commissioner Weber.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I just wanted to state for the record that quite a few years ago, and I can't remember specifically how many years ago it was, but I'm thinking it was more like 8 years ago, we were approached, Washoe County was approached by a developer who ramrodded through the legislature, Washoe County giving up land to another county, and we got nothing. And we moved forward with it, and obviously we voted for it. But I just want to say that it seems to me that if there is some remuneration. Well, that's a lesson for today. Yes, that we, you know, if there's some in-kind things that are going on and there are some financial advantage, there may be some reason to do this. So I'm hoping that we can ask staff to look at it and put all sorts of ideas into it and bring us back something that we can look at.
Any other, are there questions for the proponents? Commissioner Hartung?
No question. I remember exactly what Commissioner Weber is referring to, and I was vexed by that transfer myself. But I think this one potentially could be very different. It just depends on the parameters of it. And I'm glad that Mr. Sater brought up the separate provisions of SB 272 that relate to the Sunny Hills property, which I think that's a completely different discussion. And so as long as we direct staff and Story County understands that we have no desire to engage in this conversation about Sunny Hills, that would be a completely separate conversation. I don't see a problem with directing staff, and I don't. What would be the timeline, Mr. Sater, that you would want to?
Commissioner, I'm sure your staff and the Story County staff are going to set the timeline. I'm hoping that it's fairly short.
Tomorrow.
Well, that would be great. but understanding how these things work and all the other things that your staff has to do.
I understand.
You know, if we could, if they could work something out sometime in the spring, that would be great. Or decide they can't work something out, whatever it's going to be.
That's my question is when would it come back to us as something more formal? And I wondered if you had a timeline.
You know, I thought about that, and it didn't seem appropriate to me to make a request with a timeline in it, but that's certainly within your parameter to consider and suggest guidelines on that.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Any other questions or statement? Commissioner Birkbeigler.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I don't have a question. I just want to echo that I think this is a good idea. I don't know who our staff person is who's going to be working on this.
Mr. Chair, I've had preliminary discussions with Dave Solero and Community Services Department, and I believe Bill Whitney, it'll be assigned to the planning staff, but I'm not sure exactly yet which member of that staff it'll be.
Okay. I think it's an excellent idea for us to have our staff look at this, but I also want to echo the concern that we need to know what's in it for Washoe County to do this transfer. And what do our constituents benefit from for doing this transfer? And then at the same time, I would also, since the Sunny Hills project has been brought up, it's my understanding we were going to put that on and as an agenda item also. I knew it wasn't on with this one today, but I didn't realize that we didn't have it scheduled. Do we not? I mean, that's another subject, but.
Mr. Chairman, if I may, I've been in contact over the last couple of days with the representatives of Sunny Hill Project, and we're working on bringing that in a similar manner as this to the board very soon.
Thank you for bringing that up, Commissioner. I'd like to talk about that, the Sunny Hills. I'm not sure if I like that project or not, but the legislature, in their infinite wisdom, decided to make these two projects separate and separate decision-making process. I think they should be tied together. And This one was proposed by Story County. They want to do this project, but they probably don't want to do the other one. I think we should make their staff and our staff analyze both projects simultaneously, on separate paths, but simultaneously. Why can't we do that?
Because it's not on the agenda.
Oh, then we can continue this one. Commissioner Harton.
Mr. Chairman, having looked at or having the staff look at both of those, to what end? What would the benefit be? In your mind, how would we? What's the nexus between the two parcels?
Really nothing, except they share the same bill in the legislature with this local decision making.
I see.
But it puts them on par with one another. I think I stated it frankly. I believe Story County doesn't want to do the Sunny Hills. That's be that as it may, it's in the bill. And if those landowners are to have a chance, I think they need a chance with the Story County staff. And the best way to do that is to analyze it in concert with this project. It's just my own way of thinking. Maybe I'm wrong. Don't know. Commissioner Weber.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Although it's not in my district, I have had the opportunity to work with many of the Story County commissioners over the years. And I believe that the legislature has proposed this, and I don't think that they need to be separated. I mean, I think they do need to be separated. I'm sorry. They're in two different complete areas, and it doesn't make sense to me that each, what if one is passed and one, you know, one is supported and one is not. So I think that the legislature probably wisely put it in there because it deals with Story County and Washoe County for both projects. But asking staff today or why hold it up, I mean, we already know that we might want to have the staff moving forward on this at some point in time when the other project, and it sounds like it's going to happen sooner than later, is going to come before us. We could ask them to add this in at that point in time. I just, you know, it's not part of our agenda item, and I think in an effort to move on and let our staff get working on this. Story County staff is already working on it, so I think that we should be working together on this. And I actually think that if Washoe County can get something out of this, either one of the projects, if they get something out of it and both parties are willing, that's how it goes for any business deal. If both parties are supportive of it, let's go for it. So that's just my two cents.
Any other discussion?
If I may, Mr. Chairman, I kind of agree with Commissioner Weber. I'm afraid that one may muddy the other, and they're very different parcels of land. They adjoin two different commission districts, but they're just very, very different. Just in terms of ability to serve, Story County can easily serve the property in the East Truckee Canyon. I think we would have a very difficult time serving the property, the Sunny Hills property. So I think that there's a much deeper conversation that needs to occur with Sunny Hills in a different type of a conversation. There is my two cents. I am now broke.
Okay. Maybe this is a good time for public comment. Want to go to public comment? Madam Clerk.
I have no one signed in on this item.
Well, let's close public comment. Okay. Any other discussion? Any motions? Commissioner Harton.
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, I would just make a motion to direct staff to have a discussion with our counterparts in Story County on the advisability and feasibility of implementing the boundary line change between counties provided in Section 1.5, Senate Bill 272 of the 2013 session of the Nevada State Legislature, with the intent that Washoe County staff report back to the board with recommendations on approval or disapproval and any terms, conditions, or agreements advisable or necessary.
There's a motion by Commissioner Hartung, second by Commissioner Burke-Bickler. Any discussion of that motion? Commissioner Hartung?
I did not read that. I just did that from rote.
I know that. I could tell. If I could enter into discussion, I'm not going to vote for the motion. I know it's just discussion among staff. I realize it has to start somewhere. This is a, we spent about an hour, hour and a half on an earlier item, the next previous item. State legislation helping us to start dispensing a certain medical product. that was a strange bill. We had another strange bill, AB 46. Yeah, that was the one, which authorized us to help the help a school district with their construction and rehabilitation needs. And now we have this one, and it's just a very strange policy that is portrayed. This is not one, but two boundary line changes. Boundary line changes are tough. Very tough, and the way they normally work, to cite the Lyon County example, where we had that land go to Lyon County several years ago, the legislators asked both counties and get a dual majority, get agreement, and guess what? The other legislators from the other counties not affected say, yeah, if it's okay with these two counties, let's pass it. Then a bill passes, and a boundary line change is done. It's all done. This one is only halfway, or maybe less than halfway. Call it a protest that the legislature sent us this, but I just want both landowners to be treated fairly. And I say again, I don't think Story County wants to do the other one. I don't think they even want to consider it. And someone has to stand up for that landowner, I believe. And I don't even know that that's a good idea, the Sunny Hills project. But I'm trying to listen to it. So thank you. Any other discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, please say no. No. It passes 4-1. Humpke opposed. Anything else on this item? Thank you, sir. Thank you. Mr. Manager.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. That takes us to item 18, which is a recommendation to acknowledge